Ireland is gaining a reputation for its gastronomy and is excelling as a food destination. And we were delighted, or Fáil Gael were delighted to host this group of international media, and particularly their food-focused media. They were here to taste the Atlantic, a secret journey. That's the project. It's just the freshness and experience what we have on offer. When visitors come here, they want to experience Irish food, but not always the traditional dishes, but they want to get a sense of the place that they're in. They want, and you know, I mean, we know along the wide Atlantic way, we have the best produce to showcase, and particularly the seafood, and that reflects the whole region. So really working together with producers, retailers, chefs, etc., just bringing all of these great products together to give our visitors a fabulous gastronomy experience while they're here. While they're in Donegal, they got to do an awful lot. They went out fishing in Killybegs with the Creevy experience, and they did a cook and catch, and really enjoying that, and all caught fish, and then to cook it afterwards and experience that, and the taste of freshness on the boat was super. They met Mary McGinty from Taste of Donegal, who is a Fáil Gael Ireland food champion, but here they learnt about the importance of food festivals in around Ireland, in particular the Taste of Donegal, which is internationally famous. They got to visit the Sliabh Lí cliffs, which were amazing, and they got stunning imagery from there. They went to Kilcar to experience Algren seaweed products, and again, that was another fantastic experience. Brendan and Donegal Brewing Company showcased his microbrewery to them, and they were really in awe with that, and they got to taste the local beers that are on offer in that destination. And they also got to meet James Doherty of the new Sliabh Lí Distillery that's opening up there near the Sliabh Lí cliffs. So again, to taste product that they're making, and with the new visitor experience and the distillery that's coming on there, they really got to do a lot in Donegal. They also got to make bread in Donegal town with a local French baker there, Frank, and then the bread that they made, they were able to have that at their dinner in Sullis Loch Isk last night. So while we had them in Donegal, they really got to do an awful lot and experience the great showcase of food that's available in Donegal for them. So yes, we were delighted to host these food media from America and from around Europe in Donegal for the 2 days. So yeah, we're very positive, and we see that they are very happy with what they've experienced, and we look forward to them telling the great story of what's available in Donegal, in particular along the wide Atlantic Way, and what we call the Tasty Atlantic of Seafood Journal.
We've seen designations such as the Food Coast designation in Northern Ashon. We've seen too, as you've reflected in what you've said there, the development of microbreweries in Donegal, the Sliabh Lí distilleries, that were going beyond just the idea of the pint of Guinness, that Ireland is getting a reputation for being a very sophisticated producer of both food and drink.
Oh, absolutely. We have, in the last 10 years, our whole image in what people expect has changed. You know, we had some people come to Ireland with an image of what they're expecting, and when they leave, we know from research that they are wowed with their experience, because, I mean, food is a huge spend in Ireland. Everybody has to eat. So a third of their spend is very, very important. And now with all these new experiences, you know, local beers, they really want to experience what's local. And I suppose when they're local as well, they get to meet the locals. And you know what I mean? That also is a very important part of Ireland, meeting the people and being part of experience or a locality, or if it's even in a pub, just to get talking to them. So yes, definitely.
Obviously, now the hope is that these experiences that the writers have had will be reflected in coming weeks in magazine articles, reviews, Sunday supplements, etc. And they're the sort of things that people will be reading when they're making their holiday plans for 2016, 2017 and beyond.
Absolutely. Now, we don't expect anything for the next couple of weeks, but definitely over the next 6 to 12 months, we would hope to see articles in magazines, newspapers, etc. This is the whole idea, to sell Ireland. So when they read about this experience, they want to do the cooking catch, or they want to visit these famous Sliabh Lí cliffs, or they want to go to a food festival in Donegal, they've read about it, they know about it, and hopefully the hook is there and we have them caught, and they're going to have, if they, when they do come, we know they'll have a fantastic experience in Donegal.